This is the equanimity meditation practiced in the afternoon of the March 2000 retreat on equanimity. And this is a practice of equanimity for oneself. A time, perhaps, when we feel distressed, disturbed, anger, or maybe even bitterness arising. So important to return to a calm center so that we can see clearly, so that we can see others clearly, and perhaps most important, so that we don't do harm, that we can respond in a way that will be appropriate, wholesome, and helpful. So, to practice equanimity, it is important, first of all, to sit comfortably. And you might want to close your eyes for this meditation, or just keep them slightly open. Whatever will feel appropriate and good to you. And as we do in all meditations, first, we bring our awareness, our mindfulness, to the body, feeling ourselves sitting, aware of sensations that are present in the body, the feeling of pressure, perhaps, as we sit on a cushion or chair. Any feelings of discomfort or tension, just become aware of them. And then bring your attention to the breath. Focus gently on the sensation of breath, as you perhaps do in your regular practice. Gently bringing the mind back, bringing the awareness back to breathing in and breathing out, allowing body, heart, and mind to settle and calm. And once you have touched a place of calm, place of balance within, then reflect for a few moments on the benefit of having a mind that is balanced, equal, equanimous. A mind ready to respond to each moment. And since, what a gift it can be to bring this kind of peaceful heart, this kind of calm mind to the world around you. And rest. In that sense of inner balance, of inner ease. And for a few moments before we begin practicing with phrases, bring to mind the truth that all created things arise, change, and then pass away. The things of the world, the plants, the animals, and buildings, the joys and sorrows of our life, the people we love, our pets, nations, and of course even civilizations arise and pass away. This is simply the truth of this place we call home. And so let's begin practicing with a few phrases. And I would encourage you to use phrases that really resonate for you. You make phrases for yourself. But the ones I'm going to suggest right now are just simple phrases that will at least get us going on this journey. May I be balanced and at peace. And gently repeat that on the out-breath silently to yourself. So I'll give you three phrases and we'll practice that same way of just after I say the phrase, please, gently on the out-breath, repeat the phrase to yourself. May I be balanced and at peace. May I learn to see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity. May I be open and stable and at ease. May I be balanced and at peace. May I learn to see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity. May I be open and stable and at ease. May I be balanced and at peace. May I learn to see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity. May I be open and stable and at ease. Please continue using these phrases if you find them helpful. But sometimes the phrases themselves almost get in the way, and you may want to just highlight a word or two that embody equanimity for you. Balanced, arising and passing. Stable. And if those words themselves seem too much, it's fine to let everything go and resting in equanimity. And when the mind wanders off somewhere, thoughts arise, again, just return to the phrases to help you become centered again. So please continue for as long as you've set this period of meditation for.